Granny's Abner, I believe that's Irene.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jotham Down store. Lum is talking on the telephone.
Yes, Mom. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, they're good, all right. Yes, Mom. Oh, by all means. Yeah. All right, Miss Eastrunk. Much obliged for calling. Goodbye. Mom? Oh, I thought you said something else. Goodbye.
What in the world kind of a phone call was that, Mom?
That was Miss Seastrunk.
Well, I know that, but what was she talking about? All you said was just a batch of yes, Mom.
Well, the only reason in the world she called up for was to let me know that the pie she was going to enter in the contest would be the crossbar type.
Crossbar?
Yeah, you know, there's three kinds of pies, crossbar, open face, and kivered.
Yeah.
The kind she's making is the kind with the stripes across the top of the pie, crisscross-like. Not kivered.
Yeah, Lum, I know what a crisscross pie is, but what did she want to tell you about it first?
Well, don't you see? She wanted me to be sure and know which one is hers when I come to judge them at the contest Monday.
Well, you ain't supposed to know which one is whose, are you?
No, of course not. That's why she's doing it. Figure she'll have a better chance of winning that way.
Well, that's cheating, ain't it?
Well, yeah, in a way it is.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, she never come right out flat-footed and said she was going to enter a crossbar to them. She just sort of hinted at it.
Hinted, huh?
Yeah, she'd say things like, I think crossbar pies are awful pretty, don't you, Lum?
Yeah.
Most anybody can make a plain kivered apple pie, but personal, I lean to the crossbar type.
That woman leans towards any type of victuals when it comes to eating. I've noticed her at the sociable. She's always hanging around the dining room leaning toward the sandwiches.
Oh, she can eat all right. She ain't got that schoolgirl figure no more, neither.
Oh, I guess maybe she has, Lum. She's just got more of it now.
Yeah, and she's got it rearranged, you might say.
Well, see, you know, I'm just surprised that Miss Seastrunk would try to do a thing like that.
Oh, well, it ain't only her. It's all of them. Well, not all of them, but I bound you 15 women at least has either called me up or stopped me on the street and tried to give me a hint about what kind of a pie they's going to bake for the contest. I never knowed there was so many ways of marking a pie. I thought all they'd done was just jab a batch of holes in the top of it, but they're putting in regular designs, and every one of them different.
And they told you just what designs they're going to use, huh?
No, they tried to be subtile about it, but I knowed what they're trying to tell me. Them women folks ain't tricking me. Now, they don't fool me none. And they're all alike.
They are, huh?
Well, now, there are some exceptions, I'll have to admit it.
Oh.
And I'm glad to tell you that your woman's one of them, Abner.
Oh, well.
Yes, sir, I seen Elizabeth on the street this morning. She never even bring up the subject of apple pies.
Uh-oh, that reminds me.
Remind you of what?
Why, nothing.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say?
It ain't nothing, Mom. I forgot what it was, I think.
Well, I better get to work. Yeah. Some grocery orders here I want to put up so you can deliver them.
Covered with zigzags.
What'd you say?
Oh, nothing.
Sounded like you said covered with zigzags.
Well,
what did you actually say?
I've
just heard so much about apple pies today that everything sounds like some kind of a pie design to me.
It does, huh?
Well, I can't waste all day just standing here gabbing. I better get busy.
Yeah.
Here, I'll call the orders out and you put them up.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing else to do right now.
No.
Oh, nothing from Ms. Barton where it says two cans of beans there. Send her two cans of asparagus.
Well, no, me, Lum. She can tell the difference twixt beans and asparagus. She wants beans. We better send her beans.
She don't want beans, though. She wants asparagus.
Well, why didn't you put that down, then?
Because asparagus is one word I never could spell. And I never wanted Ms. Barton to know it.
Oh.
Now, let's get busy and get this out of the way now.
Yeah. Zigzag designs are nice, ain't they, Lum?
On pies, you mean?
Well, could be, I reckon. Killed one, say, for incident.
Well, I wouldn't know. I'm so sick of hearing that junk, I wouldn't know one design from the other.
You wouldn't, huh?
Let me see here now. A sack of flour.
Zigzag designs are easy to tell, ain't they, Lum?
I don't know. Bucket of lard. We're getting kind of low on lard. I better order some.
You know, I ain't for sure, but I think Elizabeth got sort of a zigzag knife over at our place.
5 cans of tomatoes. They sure order a lot of tomatoes over at the Pomeroy's.
I was just noticing the pie that Elizabeth baked a while back here.
Tomato pie?
No. What kind of a pie was it? Well, ain't that cuter? I believe it was an apple pie.
Pound of bologna. I said a pound of bologna.
Oh.
Well, Harry, that takes care of the Pomeroy. Glad I ain't taking supper with them tonight. Tomatoes and bologna. You better get the phone there, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
What? I never paid no attention. Might have been. Hello, jot him down. So Abner Peabody doing a talking. Oh, what is it, Elizabeth? Not yet, but I'm working on it. Yeah, I will. Don't worry, honey. Goodbye.
Who was that, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
What you want?
Oh, nothing. Just want me to be sure and come home early tonight. Wanted to tell me not to zigzag on the way.
Zigzag?
Yeah, zigzag.
What in the world's eating on you anyway?
Mom, did you ever see a pie with sort of a zigzag design on it?
No, and up until this contest, I never paid no attention to such things at all. The way them women has been hounding me today, I wish I never had. If one more woman tries to influence me, I'm going to throw her right out of the contest.
Yeah,
huh? Yes, I am.
Oh.
I'm sick and tired of such tic-tacs. I'm glad there's a few self-respecting women left in this town, like Elizabeth.
Yeah, like Elizabeth.
You don't hear her going around trying to use them underhanded methods trying to win a prize.
Oh, not her, I don't think.
Yeah, you can be mighty proud of that little woman, Abner.
Oh, I am.
Yes, sir, you can be thankful you've got a partner like her. Besides you, I'd always do everything she asked me to do.
Well, I'm trying, but it ain't easy.
But as far as the rest of the women folks in this town goes, I wouldn't give a nickel's worth of gumdrops for the whole lot of them.
Well,
wish there's some way of calling this dead blame contest off. I'd do it, too, if Miss Emmeline weren't entered in it. Her and Elizabeth.
Yeah, well, you better not call it off now, Lord.
Oh, well, I've got to go through with it now. I know that, but I don't know what good it's going to do me. I'm losing money on it. Even had to borrow the $10 prize for it from you.
From Elizabeth, you mean? That was her $10 bill I taken out of the sugar bowl.
Yeah, and the worst part of it is I don't know how soon I'm going to be able to pay it back. All I'm going to get out of this contest is just a lot of enemies and 80 apple pies.
Huh?
Now, what can a man do with 80 apple pies? I can't eat them all, I know that.
Oh, no.
People around here ain't going to buy their own pies back.
Not after they give them to you for nothing.
Now, Grannies, wait a minute. There ought to be somebody that wants to buy them pies.
80?
And I bound you, I know just the outfit that can sell them. That big market in there at the county seat.
The city market?
Yeah, they handle everything. I'm going to call them up right now.
I know, that's a good idea. Good idea.
Ought to be able to get 75 cents a piece for pies like them. And if we've got 80 of them, that'll come to, let's see, how much would that be? Hello?
80.
Mamie? Listen, Mamie, I'm fine and everybody I know is fine. So get hold of the city market at the county seat for me, please.
That's my
yeah, that's right. And hurry, because this is important. Did you figure out how much that'd be, Emma?
It's more than $2, I know.
It would be way yonder more than that, I know.
Yeah.
75 times 80. That ain't easy, is it? Better get a pencil and paper.
Yeah, sure. Wait a minute.
Hello, is this the city market?
Wish we had a
blackboard. This is L. Edwards at the Jot 'em Down store in Pine Ridge. We're going to have some extra good apple pies here on Monday, and I thought you might be interested in them. No, they're all home-baked by the women folks around here.
One of them's going to have zigzag designs.
Well, they're bound to be good ones because they've been baking them for a pie contest.
Oh.
That's right.
Bite my tongue every time I try to figure.
Oh, about 80, I reckon. Well, I thought 75 cents apiece. 70 cents.
65. Oh, what are we doing?
Huh?
Oh, we'd auction
something. Well, yeah, I reckon that'll be all right. Yeah, I'll deliver them Monday. Much obliged to you. Goodbye.
How much are they going to give you for them, Lum?
We compromised.
How much?
50 cents apiece. Oh. But I'll still make a nice profit out of it. And that's an easier number to figure anyway. 80 pies at 50 cents will give me
$40. How do you do that so fast?
And out of that, I'll be able to pay you that $10 a board for the prize money, and then you can give it back to Elizabeth.
Well, wait a minute, Lum. I know an easier way to give her that $10.
What do you mean?
Well, when you come to judging them pies, Monday.
Yeah.
Zigzag.
Well, it looks like Lum is going to make some money out of his apples after all.